Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? And welcome everybody, man, to another Wednesday night. Hopefully everybody out there had a good one today, man. Today, if we got anybody with any promoters on here, with any upcoming events, announcements, or anything of that nature, one button and come on and let us know what y'all got coming up or anything of that nature. Other than that, let's see here, man. Kind of Slim Shady in here tonight, God dog. Guess it's my fault. Yeah, ain't nobody, anybody, like I said, anybody got any upcoming events, announcements? Y'all press the one button. Come on in here. Other than that, let's see if we can get a little something started, man. So last week we had a pretty decent conversation about this, trying to come up with a committee for the state of Texas and all that good stuff and giving ourselves our own accolades and all that good stuff, man. And I don't know, man. I guess if y'all want to follow up and touch on it again, we can. So if y'all got anything else going on, definitely come on, press the one button and get something started. Other than that, man, I ain't been really keeping up with the book to see what's going on besides seeing some shit by Silver Dollar and goddamn First 48 getting some things stirred up already for the beginning of the year. Or maybe somebody posting it and trying to get something stirred up with them guys, man. Let me see here. I don't know, man. I ain't got nobody. Gotta find my shit starters, man. See if we can get something going on, man. If anybody got a topic for tonight, shit, y'all press the one button to come on, man, and give us something to talk about. If not, then shit. We damn sure ain't got many people in here tonight. Guess everybody's still getting it together. Trying to get on in here. Joe, your mic open.
What up, Wow?
What's up, Joe?
Shit. Out here on this goddamn highway.
Like I'm about to say, it sound like you're on that road pounding that ground, man.
Yeah. Pulled a pin off this motherfucker. But,
ain't nothing wrong with
nah,
that.
Nah, I'm just, yeah, true. I guess I could. It could be worse. Nah, I ain't want shit. I'm just, you know, checking in. Trying to see I was called and asked if y'all got the committee together or downsize on the numbers or whatever. So I was called in to see if we was going to continue that little convo or what.
Yeah, well, you know, after further review, it was kind of hung jury for a minute, you know, in the trial. But I believe a committee has been formed.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
For the, you know, for Texas. So we're going to have our own Texas Grudge Committee. What we might call it, the TGC, the Texas Grudge Committee, you know.
TGC.
TGC, man, the Texas Grudge Committee, man. So.
Oh, TGC.
Yeah, so we kind of, you know, people, some undisclosed people, we kind of got together and kind of got some people together and formed a. Formed a somewhat of a committee that's pretty much finalized. The ink ain't really dried yet, but you know, it is some people that I think is final. Ain't nobody gonna know who they is, so before anybody get to asking, we ain't gonna let y'all know who they is.
I think that's a good idea to keep us.
Oh yeah,
keep
of course. Trying to sway votes. I think that's a good idea, but I will ask how many people is it, is it five, seven, six, nine, how many? Five, man, it was hard getting them five, man. It was a hard five, but we got five, man. That's basically the number that, you know, was kind of shooting for. I mean, more would have been better, but five was kind of the goal. Worst case scenario, it would have been three, but I feel like five would kind of, you know, give it a more open playing field.
Yeah.
And I think we got a pretty, you know, a pretty good stiff committee selected. So, you know, all I can say is, you know, just be on the lookout. We're gonna probably post some things. Trying to work out the logistics of everything as far as maybe creating a, you know, maybe creating a Facebook page or something of that nature, so
yeah.
so that the people that want to be a part of it, y'all can submit y'all information. I guess we're gonna try to do a Facebook page for the Texas Grudge Committee. That way, people can inbox their races every week of what they got going on, maybe with a video. We're gonna try to come up with some kind of system to where
some
it can be verified that,
Exactly.
You know, whether it be, you know, inboxing it to their group page where those people on the committee can look at it, review it, and you know, if somebody was there at the race,
research
that they can verify, yeah, or not,
right?
You know.
Right.
But basically, try to come up with something to where, you know, when you submit your race in, then we'll know. Try to figure out if it was a grudge race versus people just saying that, you know, oh, I raised Joe Blow, and you know, and it was a shakedown.
For a hamburger.
But you know, yeah, you know what I'm saying, it's basically it was a shakedown. It wasn't even for a hamburger. Shit, y'all just shake down together, but you count as a grudge race. So basically,
right.
Once we figure out that part of it, then we'll kind of post it. And, I mean, the main thing is just, you know, those that want to participate in it, as far as the races and their crew,
they're going to have to
do their part and submit, because the those on the committee, we're not going to really.
It's not up to them to be keeping track.
Everybody got a life, man. Everybody got a life. That's too much to try to ask people to try to, you know. I understand some people can make a lot of races, some people can't. And even being at a race, you miss a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Unless
right.
you just in the stands on the line the whole time, the whole night, you'll miss some things. So, you know,
right.
with the group of people we got and the. If you want to be part of it, the main thing is submitting your shit in so that we can verify, because we not, you know, the people that's on the committee, I'm going to say, they shouldn't have to go looking for your shit to, you know, if you want the accolades at the end of the year. You know what I'm saying? Just,
right.
hey, either sign somebody on your crew to keep up with y'all stuff, and then, you know, just kind of send in the information. Probably with the, you know, with the page we make, you'll be able to post.
Yeah,
it
I think
on the page.
I think having a page,
you know,
will be about the best route.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah. For people
easy,
to post it on their
easy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people to post they shit that the shit they want people to keep track of, post it on the page, and that way, I feel like if you could inboxing the information of the race is cool, but actually posting a video on the actual page itself is also help too, because people
right.
can also verify if it's bullshit or not. Because if you post it saying
right.
it was a grudge race, if people was there, they can be like, nah, that's some bullshit. There wasn't no race, you know. The haters gonna come out and let us know if it's real or not. So I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker gonna come out and tell the truth. They gonna nah, that ain't no race. So that's
yeah.
the main thing, man. And you know, just kind of working out a lot of other stuff. But like I say, Texas does have a committee. As far as the categories so far, still got to work out all of those. And, you know, kind of once we get a page set up, and we'll try to, you know, we know Hood to Hood is pretty much where all of, you know, everybody from Texas is pretty much full of, you know, full of that in Hood to Hood. So we'll kind of post it in there so people can kind of join the page and, you know, and kind of keep up
right.
with the updates as far as, you know, once we come out with the categories of different categories and what they gonna be, and then that way people, you know, they can kind of, you know what they working with. Like I said, if they want to be a part of it, submit your shit. If you don't want to be a part of
it,
that's cool.
With it being a page, I mean, you know, everybody not out for the popularity and shit or whatever. But with it being a page. And with it getting notoriety and all that shit, hopefully it'll entice, like what Trevor's saying, it'll entice motherfuckers to want to race more. You know, go ahead and engage just so they can have they little 5 minutes of fame on the page type shit.
Yeah. It'll definitely be that. And I mean, like I say, it's just, you know, to give people the accolades that really don't get them. I'm sure there's a lot of people that race. That's not either not the popular guy or not the, you know, they don't really just put a lot of their shit out there. And if they want the accolades, cool. I know some people like flying under the radar. And that's also cool. You know, if you don't want to put your shit up there, you don't want to be, you know, you don't want the eye on you, then that's cool also. But
right.
It's definitely going to be a platform for Texas, you know, FUBU, for us, by us. But we can appreciate each other, and it's just gonna be all about the Texas shit. We not, you know, we not trying to do nothing, worried about nobody else. We just kind of trying to give Texas the accolades.
Yeah,
and,
that shit irks me. Where it's like every time we do something over here, we gotta either compare it or try to get accreditation from the East Coast. Like, nigga, that shit ain't got nothing to do with us over there. Yeah, it's cool that they doing a lot of shit over there, but. It's like we can't be our own style, our own
silver. But that's why I kind of, you know, that's why it's kind of been stepped up to be like, you know what, man, we big enough to where, you know, we should be acknowledging ourselves. You
right.
know what I'm saying? We don't
yeah,
really
we,
have
yeah,
to
we,
wait
yeah.
for nobody to acknowledge us. We a big enough state
exactly.
to where we can acknowledge ourselves without, you know. Without nobody else. I mean, if they acknowledge us everywhere else, cool. And some people
cool,
want that
right.
national attention, which is cool. But there's a lot of local people that don't really care for the national attention. There's a lot of people in Texas that don't leave out of Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They just, whether they can't afford to race out of town, whether they just prefer to race in town, or, you know, whatever their situation may be. So it's kind of like, you know, one of them deals to where, you know, we're going to kind of shine a light on a lot more people.
On us.
Yeah,
home.
You know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, like I say, if you want to be a part of it, just you know, put your name in the hat when it comes to once the page is created, you know, submit your info, and that way the committee can keep up track with what's going on, what y'all doing, And, you know, at the end of the year, it can, you know, it can be acknowledged as far as, you know.
Right.
A lot of other stuff, a lot of other shit still getting worked out. But like I said, we're gonna definitely create a page. We're definitely going to try to do a banquet, you know, probably more so like, I don't think it's going to be like end of the year. It'll probably be more like around this time, you know, maybe around January or something like that. You know, January, February, maybe before people get back to racing again and people pass, you know, kind of want to let everybody get past the holidays and then, you know, kind of do something like that as far as the banquet go. And there's a lot of things we're talking about doing to try to make it a little more interesting around here. You know, we do some shit out there by possibly, like, trying to come up with a belt. Not for sure what yet, but a belt. We're just going to sit back and see a lot of the cars that's racing. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily for the high caliber cars that don't race a lot, but something for the
right.
You know, the cars that's racing week in and week out. We're going to come up with some kind of belt for that they could kind of get passed around where it'll kind of give people more of an incentive to want to race, to want to get out there and, you know, call that person out, whoever got that belt, you know, to call them out and, you know, and we're going to definitely come up with some rules for the belt to where nobody ain't going to just hog the belt, hold the belt, you know, if you get called out, you got X amount of time to answer that call out. Yeah, and if you don't by that certain time, then, you know, you got to forfeit the belt and it'll go back up. Or, you know, we're going to come up with some rules for it, but definitely trying to get a few more things in motion to kind of, you know, give people the incentive to want to race a little more and just kind of get, you know, people the slower cars, but not the, you know, the lower caliber cars that's racing every weekend, you know, that.
Right.
I'm going to say more like the low maintenance cars that, you know, them guys racing week in, week out and give them something to want to fight for, you know what I'm saying? To kind of want that built to where they can post and they can poke their chest out for the week. And also, it'll have people coming at their ass that, you know, for that built, you know, like, I want that built. You know, so
yeah, I mean, I think all that sounds good.
Yeah, so definitely that, and I mean, and also, man, if anybody got any opinions or, you know, anything that they might think would be good to add to the equation, then press the one button, and you know, I'm definitely here to take some opinions. I guess for now, I'm gonna be the one on the chopping block because everybody else is behind closed doors. So I guess I'm gonna be the spokesman for it and
the face. You're the face of the committee.
I'm put out a lot of the information and shit like that. So I guess a lot of things will be directed towards me to keep everybody else in the dark, you know. Maybe at the end of the year when the banquet comes, then y'all might get to find out who the actual committee is, and then, you know, I don't know if it's going to be and it might be every year just, you know, a new committee getting voted in to kind of keep everybody on their toes
Keep it honest and even.
Yeah, or the committee might not never get exposed. You know, if we get a good committee, that's, y'all might not never know, you know. So it's just, you know. But like I say, we definitely, you know, pretty much got a committee locked down. So we just got to work out a bunch of the small details. And we're definitely going to try to get everything in motion between this month and next month before everybody get back to racing, kind of get shit up and going. And then once we do, you know, and start trying to figure out some things as far as, like, the banquet stuff and, you know, all that stuff, then we'll probably try to figure out a way to make it, you know, where everybody can have an enjoyable time and Try to find a nice place in the middle where everybody can come to, you know, where it ain't going to just be in Houston or in Dallas, you know, whatever. We're going to try to find a place in the middle where kind of like a halfway point for everybody.
Neutral ground.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, where everybody can come enjoy themselves and stuff like that, man. We're kind of,
I said like Austin.
Yeah, Austin, I mean, you know, whatever, you know, just somewhere in the middle, you know.
Right.
Somewhere in the middle where, you know, everybody ain't got but at least a couple-hour drive or something like that. You know, not everybody from Houston having to drive to Dallas, or not everybody from Dallas having to drive to Houston, or not everybody from Austin having to drive one way or the other. You know, just kind of... you know, something neutral, something in the middle.
Man, that whole tree for
you know. And then, hell no, ain't going no goddamn. We in Texas, yeah. But other than that, I mean, you know, and as we kind of get it together and get it going, man, I'm gonna try to reach out, like I say, on the Facebook page. We're probably gonna try to see about getting some sponsors to sponsor different things as far as, you know, the awards and stuff like that we're going to be giving out. So, you know, try to get sponsors to kind of help with it, because, I mean, it's just the committee is just the committee to vote on. And it's just like, you know, everything else is going to cost money. So we're going to definitely try to figure out some ways to, you know, fund it once we kind of get together and figure out a place, a price, and what everything going to cost, then we'll kind of, you know, try to, throughout the year, try to do little things to help fund it, you know, whether it be sponsors, whether it be fundraisers or raffles at events and stuff like that.
Make it
official, you know, either that or just, you know, if people want to donate, you know, set up a Cash App or Zelle or, you know, some kind of, something where people could donate if they want to donate. And I mean, like I say, you know, even if it's just people want to donate the plaques or trophies or whatever's going to be given out, you know, if they want to pay for it to donate it, you know, that's cool, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
well, that's
just
shit. They all took a week to get that motherfucker organized. Oh, not, well, you know, not organized, but. Also the week, y'all come up with a committee. So that's better than what I was expecting.
It was tough.
Who should be this? Who should be that?
And it was tough.
Y'all been on the back lines working. That's good shit.
Yeah, it was definitely tough. It wasn't easy. You know, it kind of started off easy, but as it got down to the end, it got a little harder and a little harder. Just trying to, like I say, basically put the right people in place that, you know, feel going to be fair, going to be non-biased, not going to be, you know, one-sided as far as riding for their city, riding for, you know, the people that they like. It's just, you know, more so it's going to be a criteria set. And once you meet the criteria, you know, the criteria are going to be set for whatever categories that we come up with. So it's going to be a basic criteria. So it's like, you know, if you can be non-biased and vote based on how the criteria is, it should be a, you know, it should be an open and closed kind of thing.
Should be.
But yeah, definitely ain't gonna be no easy thing. You know, I know it's gonna get hard, but
I do have a question about. We talked about it last week whenever Troy was saying. I don't know if the committee on here listening or where the fuck it's just you or how it works, but whenever he was saying as far as how to rank, not necessarily ranking, but the high caliber races will get more recognition as far as, I guess, points wise than the regular. The no name, the Joe Blow.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, Joe Blow, at the end of the day, Joe Blow can win Grudge Racer of the Year just as well as, for example, you know, you can win Grudge Racer of the Year. You know what I'm saying? If they race as y'all do,
if it's based off of, I don't know how y'all gonna do it. So I'm just saying, if it's based off of a point scenario.
No, it's not gonna be based off of points. It's gonna be more of a criteria. It's gonna be some things in the criteria that you gotta, you know, that you gotta fit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
Just because you might have one thing in the criteria and the next person don't, they might have one thing in the criteria that you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whether they're well known or not, it's just gonna be based on the criteria. You know, one of the main things that's gonna kind of put you up there is just your number of races and your win loss race.
Right.
You know, that's gonna be one of the main things, especially when you come down to Grudge Race of the Year for Texas. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
You definitely can't, you know, just be like, oh, I went 1-0. I'm undefeated for the year that you're going to win Grudge Race of the Year. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, anybody do that.
Yeah. You know, so. It's definitely. I feel like it's gonna be exciting. I mean, like I say, it's some things already kind of, you know, there. I ain't gonna expose it all. I mean, it's some categories already kind of being put on the table, but everything got to be fine tuned before it's all put out on Front Street, you know. But it's definitely gonna be some stuff out there to give people, you know, an incentive maybe to want to race, and just the people that's already racing, just give them an incentive to want to. You know, share their information and race more and share their information to say that, hey, this is what I did this week, you know, so that the committee could keep up with it and that way come the end of the year, you know, they can get the accolades that they deserve, even if it's just being nominated, you know, for a category.
Right.
Even if you don't win it, you know what I'm saying? It's just the fact that, shit, you know, you know that you got nominated out of all the people that's racing, you know. You was one of the people that got nominated for an award.
Right.
But, I think it's going to be a good thing, man. I hope so, you know. I mean, just as well as try to build something up, you know, it's going to always be those that want to tear it down, but
right.
I think we got a firm team, and I feel like it's definitely going to bend through, you know. It ain't going to be perfect. It's the first year, so I know it ain't going to be perfect. I know it's going to be some shit that probably come up that gonna have to be worked through, and it's probably gonna be some shit that, you know, ain't gonna say we might not get it right, but I'm sure it's gonna be some bumps in the road along the way. So,
that should already be expected.
Oh yeah, but I feel like it's gonna be a good thing, and I feel like, you know, if it work out like we're planning, and you know. With the banquet and everything, you know, I feel like the first year, it might not be as, you might not get the crowd the first year, because, you know, everybody going to be kind of on the fence and
kind of biased.
Have shit to say.
Watching. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like if everything is a success, and then if we can get a nice banquet together and everybody see, like, damn, you know how it be. Once they see the pictures of a big race, then the next time they race thrown, everybody like, man, I gotta go. So, you know, if the first time is a success and everybody see like, damn, man, such and such was there, they was there. Oh, this person got nominated. Oh, man, they had a good time. Then, you know, the next year is gonna get, you know, hopefully they get bigger and bigger.
Bigger and better.
Yeah, yeah. It'll definitely get bigger and better, man. So, but shit, I don't know, man. Anybody got any questions, anything to say, any ideas, man? Y'all press the one button, shit. Damn, everybody in here quiet tonight.
Can't be a two-man show.
I don't know, Joe. They quiet. They quiet.
I could have just called you on a goddamn phone.
Lil' Larry, your mic open. What you got to say, brother?
Man, what's up? What's up, man? It's Cooley, man. We the only one on the show?
So far, just like this, me and Joe want to talk. Last week, everybody had a lot to say. I guess since I say we pretty much I got a committee locked down, everybody just in the bushes, I guess, trying to see what's going forward. I'm trying to get some ideas to bring to the committee to kind of, you know, anybody got any ideas for what's going on, you know.
I don't know, man. So I don't know, man.
Let's see. 832-1304. Shotwell, what's up? Hey, can y'all get Jeff on the line? Can what?
Can you get Jeff on the line?
Right now, we're trying to, we discussing this committee thing, and if you have any ideas.
Hey, man, look here, bro. Look here.
That,
this called a lot of the show. I said, can you get Jeff on the line?
Say Jeff or Jeff?
Jeff.
What's
El Camino,
I think. Fuck it.
Jeff El Camino, if you don't hear, press the one button.
Man, Shotwell,
yeah,
you came
the topic.
In bullying, man.
That's
gonna how
be
the, bad was my topic
that's
gonna
be,
this, Shotwell?
That's gonna be the topic. Hey, fucking
you
pump
think,
faking.
Hey, you think about
yeah,
what
Shotwell,
what
hold on, man. You killing, you killing my topic, man.
What's
the
hold on,
topic?
Before we get
you
there. Hold on before we get there. If ain't nobody else pressing
right,
one button and got nothing else to say about the, and then nobody else got to say nothing about the, about the committee and any ideas that they may have or anything of that nature, y'all press the one button. If nobody press the one button, then we'll let y'all switch gears then.
All right, that's it, boss. Yeah, hold on, Shotwell. Boy, you feeling too good. What you done pop?
Oh, man, I ain't pop nothing, man. I'm on this good drinking alcohol. Hey, oh, yeah, I got another,
we got tight, man. I need supplies there, too. Hold on. Don't rush it, man. We got to get the dope crunked
up. Who was that?
Who was that? Is that the kids off the show?
They people have music. All right.
Hey, you just put us in the private room. Hey, I thought they didn't put us in the private room.
I thought they didn't the show, man.
Hold on. One more. We got one more here. I was playing the music because I was about to switch gears. Hold on. Let's see. King B, what you got, brother?
Man,
you know you supposed to wait it on King B.
Huh?
Hey, play that. Nah, hey, I just got off of daddy duty. I just jumped in the truck, and then I just hear that music going off. I said, oh, I saw rocking in this show. I'm like, hold on.
All right, well, hey, well, hold on then. Well, hey, if ain't nobody else got nothing to say about the grudge committee and any ideas, then I'm going to switch gears, so I'm going to play my switch gears.
I'm going to play my switch gears music, man.
Huh?
Yeah, switch your gears, man, because I need to. Hold
okay,
on,
let me
know
what you thought.
I need to pop. What?
I'm finna play my switch gear music then. I'm finna switch gears. Hold on. Let's switch gears. All
right.
Let's switch gears right quick. I'm play my switch gear music.
But, man, what did you have, man?
I'm finna, yeah, hold on. Let me put it. Now, what you got there, what you said, I'm finna file this to me.
It's freestyle. Ah.
yet, B?
Yeah, man, I really like the song, but shit, the beat cool. I like who they on that song, that Tory Lane
It's just the instrumental, man. I thought you was gonna bust the freestyle.
Nah, boy, I can't rap. I can't do no rapping.
All right, y'all, come on. Now we didn't switch goddamn gears. Now what y'all got? What you got, Larry?
Man, I'm saying my brother's a better. All right, hey, but this is for any and everybody who got oil pressure from here to February, because you know Dog got a raise, and I think Dallas got a raise before Dog.
I need my phone,
and,
bro.
I don't know nothing about that. So, anybody got oil pressure?
Hey, Joe, go on mute for me. I'm getting the background noise from your phone.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
All right. I was trying to find the background noise. All right, go ahead. Larry.
Oh, I was saying for anybody who got oil pressure now, and that I have it by the end of February, I know Dallas supposed to have race and down race. And if they got oil pressure, who they be looking for to lock in with? Who be that candidate that they want to run?
I'm
saying if you got on pressure now, or you'll be ready for the first race with your Dallas
you
or Dallas race. Who you want? Yeah, who you looking for? Who you looking to lock in? Who you want? What man you looking for?
I'm looking for that white Nova off the muscle, though. Mr. J,
that man ran on my life last year. I ain't like that. 832-8331, mic open.
Lil'
Bill.
Damn.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, Shadwell, what you got?
Oh, man, I just want to let everybody know I passed the bar for my lawyer license. And I'm a lawyer now, man. Speaking on Chino Cartoon.
Man.
So if y'all want to lock in, y'all come through me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Man, what you laughing at, man?
Hey, Shadwell, hey, they must find the cheapest lawyer they can find in Eastern Texas.
Hey, motherfucking pro bono.
Hey, Larry, they got a pro bono lawyer. Hey, Larry,
nah,
goddamn,
must be
too
tired.
I'm gonna get some people messed up this year. Joe, you talking? You got something over there that's sweet? Hey, I'm always sweet, motherfucker. What you got over there, man?
A cavity?
Who?
A cavity, motherfucker.
Oh, you better keep that cavity. You better not put that cavity in no car. Hey, but like I said, man, you got a new lawyer in town. I'm going down with this motherfucker this year.
Hold on. King B. King. Well, yeah, right. King.
All right, what's up?
I got a question for you.
Here come the
bull crap. What is considered pump faking?
God damn, must be suicide. Pump faking is considered I'm trying to see what race was the pump faking ass race. Damn.
Yeah, You ain't got to give a specific race. Just give you a definition of pump fake.
Hey, KB, I got something. KB, before you answer
this. Hold up, Chadwell. That can't be answered.
I just want KB to answer one question for me before you answer that.
No, that ain't your show.
Pump faking is something like, just say like shit, me and you gonna race and shit. I'm doing all, you know what I'm saying? Me and you, well, I'm acting like I wanna race you and I really don't. You know what I'm saying? I may be trying to get the pot up too high, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you don't race for that kind of money. You know what I'm saying? That's a pump fake.
Okay. That's one.
That can't be. Now, let me ask you this, King. Is it, speak the real.
Go ahead. Because
he's shooting that slug at me. Have I ever pump faked on a race? And if it is, put it out there. Let me know what race I did.
K-Dog, your mic open.
What's happening?
Can't be.
Is it considered pump faking when you calling a man out when you know his car is not capable of running at the time, but you said he calling him out? Is that pump faking?
Pump faking. That's a pump fake.
I'm glad you said that. What car did call that? That ain't running. Put your thumb on that motherfucker.
What's it?
Put a name on it.
What's it?
Huh?
You trying to get me to, King B, if a man try to get you to lock in and your car ain't running, what is this?
Pump fake.
Okay.
You know, you got, hey, hold on, wait a minute. See, you got all these people that I knocked off their homeboy and they all still salty about it. Let's replay the whole situation.
He asked King.
And you ain't
knocked off
none of
my people, so
he asked
King.
He definitely knocked off none of my people.
Yeah, I did. So you said
that
was your boy?
Cool.
It don't take a rocket scientist to find out where I was at when I knocked him off at your race. Was that not your boy? He pulled off to each other?
Run,
all right,
well,
we
still
talking
right
now. We still talking. Now, you go with me.
Okay,
hold on, King B. Let me bring you up to speed on that whole thing, King. Let me bring you up to speed on it. This how he called me pump faking, and I shot the slug right back at him, and I was trying to prove a point. But he say I'm pump faking. He going to tell me two cars want to lock in with you, but I'm pump faking because I won't run them. It's a reason that I ain't never seen him make a fair deal or nothing about it.
Okay.
I'm pump faking.
Okay.
So I flip the slug.
Now, hold on.
I say, hold on. Let me see it first. I tell him, KB, I say, well, we got a car. Let's lock you in then. Because I don't know nothing about that Riga. Never seen it. Don't know nothing about it. I got a car just like that Riga then. I want to lock you in when you ready. Whenever you ready, I'm locking you in. Now, I'm not doing that. So you're not pump faking? Nah, that ain't pump faking. Well, see, what the fuck?
No, flag on the play.
If I'm pump faking, you pump faking.
Flag on the play. You never said for that Riga. You said for me. But this is what I told. This is what I said. I said, you said I'm going testing, and if testing go good, then I'll be ready. All I said was okay. After Sunday when you test your car, I say, hold up, goddamn. Somebody got some background noise.
Somebody said bump it up.
Excuse me. I just had a video. My bad.
That was you? Okay. I told him, King B, I said, after you go testing, I said, damn, somebody got a bunch of background noise. Somebody go on. Whoever ain't talking, go on mute, please. But yeah, they got them up. So, King, I told him, I say, look, after you test your car Sunday, if everything goes well, then reach out to me Monday, and I say, then I'll present the cars that want to race you. Until then, it's no need of me showing you the people that want to race you if you're not ready yet. And they said, and they ready. So what's the point of me showing you who they is and they ready? These cars ain't never even been in the track. But they ready to go to his ass. These are untested cars, but they ready to go to his ass. So
it
I said, hey, get your shit together, and then holler at me then. And then I'll show you I got. They want to race you, and at their point of view, decline, then we good. It's nothing to talk about after that.
But, JP, you keep saying these cars untested, never been at the track. These could be a goddamn, just say, little air trying to run me. Come on, man. That don't make sense.
No, they're not.
I told you
they're both street cars. They sit just like you. They're street cars. Full interior, everything in them. They're street cars.
I said a street car that sit
like you.
Now you think somebody gonna put a car that caliber on you, man? Come on, man, get off the gas.
Yeah, he.
You ain't that.
Man, get off the gas.
No, fuck
you
no.
Ain't that fast.
Fuck no.
Look,
who
man, I ain't gonna lie though.
Who said ain't that fast?
I ain't gonna lie though. I've been starting some shit, but I got a real good pump faking race. It did come up in my mind. It's a real
Let's
good
go.
Pump faking race. And I've been starting some bullshit. And I don't want nobody saying nothing until I'm done. But here go a real true definition of a pump fake, okay? So, Bushnell called out that motherfucking Shotwell brother car or whatever. I think it was the green Camaro or whatever.
Oh,
and
shit.
We tried to get that shit locked in. Dude say, yeah, I ain't got no problem. Yeah, y'all got a race for $3,000 or $5,000 or better, hooty woo, wham, wham. But he didn't want to lock it in, and he going to say, well, meet us at the track. We'll be at the track, and we'll see what we'll come up with. You heard our words? We'll see what we come up with, but it ain't no problem. It's official lock that we going to race, but you never said we going to race for $5,000 or $3,000, or you never got it all the way right. And the race never happened. Definition of true pump fake. So let me talk now. I didn't interrupt you.
See, first off, you don't know what the fuck you was talking about, because that wasn't Bushnell. That was goddamn Richard Jackson that we was talking to. When Bushnell got on the phone and tried to run us, I told Bushnell on the phone, we won't run it because I'm going to have to go on that nigga mouth if they get out of line of my old man them, not running Bushnell for nothing in the motherfucking world. That was my exact words, nigga. So it wasn't Bushnell. It was Richard Jackson.
Okay, no problem. I can stand. Hey, listen. Everybody can stand the straightness. I will. You right. It was Richard Jackson. But y'all didn't do it all. So y'all was on that. Y'all, I ain't going to say y'all because you even said it. That ain't got nothing to do with y'all. So I'm going to leave you out. But if you want to take up for your family, you can take up for your family. But your family,
right,
the motherfucker did
it.
All right.
You just wanted to be relevant in that situation.
No,
you
know
what you was talking about.
straightening. Once you said Richard Jackson, the conversation did come back to me that it was Richard Jackson. But at the end of the day, that still was a pump fake. Yes, it was.
How
I'm
that was
sorry,
a pump fake when we came
like
to the track and it rained out?
I know you like Kung Fu. I love you like Kung Fu right now.
No, you, but you can't say pump fake when we came to the track to get it on and it rained out that killed us the whole fucking track.
I'm talking about the whole way of the race. Y'all ain't want real. Oh, dude, your brother, your dad, whoever.
So, hold on. So,
ain't
so you
really
say,
that.
See, that's
really
where it don't make sense.
Really
that's where, the, that, that's where it don't make sense. You say we ain't really want to get it on because we came to the track and it rained, so we didn't really want to get it on.
Nah.
We didn't want to get it on.
Yeah,
we,
nah,
they got to
okay.
come up
hold
and
hold
they want to
run.
Hold
on, hold on.
Man,
I got it. Hold on. Somebody say what
okay.
they got to say, then I'm going to ask a question to both of y'all after y'all get, you know, say what you want to say, B, or if you want to let Shotwell go first, and he can say what he want to say,
well,
B can rebuttal, and then I got a question. I'm going to ask K-Dawg the question now that I got to ask.
Okay.
After
okay,
y'all
can
get
I go first? Can I go first? Hello? Hey, King, I didn't want you to put your thumb on if I'm lying. So y'all talking about pump faking racing, right? So did King B not get on his phone in front of everybody and talk about how he'll run a slow motherfucking turbo car and this, that, another, call Kareem out, put him on the phone, I'll lock him in. Kareem them got on this motherfucker, and he claimed he went to sleep the next day. So is that pump faking, or was he really trying to race?
Well, I'm going to say this here. When Kareem didn't lock him in, that wasn't on him. All Kareem had to do was say lock.
So when they got back on trying to lock him in, was that pump faking or he wanted
well,
to race?
Well, it's the time that came and went. It's the time it came and went. You got to keep grudge race. You got to catch a man right when he hot. If you get time to think, you get time to weasel out. That ain't pump faking. Pump faking is when you say lock and he back up. That's pump faking. But if he
so
what you out
so,
and say
so was our race pump fake then? Were they green time on? Richard Jackson a pump fake?
I mean, yeah, because I'm gonna say this because I don't know if y'all ever locked in. Were y'all ever locked in?
Wait a minute, you gonna say yeah, then you gonna say hold on, wait, was y'all locked in?
I'm asking you a question. Were y'all locked in?
I think we was. Yeah.
You think?
I think they locked in on the phone. Dog.
Okay, so why the race never happened?
Because it rained at the track, dog.
Okay, hold on. Let me stop you. So what about after it stopped raining?
I think Richard Jackson got mad or something and said after the something happened on
because
the phone.
What? Because what?
I don't
why
know.
Why did Rich get mad?
Because he said he was timing too rough, I guess.
Oh, well, y'all pump faking.
How is pump faking? Hey, you know what, K-Dawg?
Okay.
I really see that y'all
can
all in cahoots with each other, bro.
Can I
can never win with someone.
Can I ask my question?
Let me tell you something, man.
Now, you can't tell me that because me, I just gave you two scenarios of the same one.
You didn't give me one scenario.
Perfect. Yes, I did.
Hold on,
I was with the perfect.
I got a question that's gonna kill all this. At the end of the day, I'm gonna say this. If you really wanna go,
you gonna go.
You will get a DP man and you'll put up a deposit. We shouldn't have to wait to get to the track. Wonder if you gonna get there, wonder if the other person gonna get there. If you really wanna go at the end of the day and nobody's pump faking, you'll find a DP man, you'll send that money in, you'll put up that deposit, and you'll show the fuck up when it's time to race.
Okay, well, it's
major facts.
At the end of the day, we showed up at the track with the money for that race. I ain't never pump fake. K-Dawg gonna say this man is pump fake. He said he was gonna run this grand at K-Dawg race. He said the car was sold, didn't show up. He said he was gonna run Kareem till Kareem got on the phone and he was the pump faking with Kareem. Then he said he wanna run me, but the car ain't sold. But K-Dawg gonna say the man ain't pump faking, but it's all cool.
I never said I wanted to race you. You with the saying that I can get up there. Woo woo wham
you
wham, and I told you I don't want to run. You do, bro.
So that's saying you want to race me? So what the fuck you talking about, dude?
Because you point the gun at me.
Man, trying to goddamn give you time to compensate for your ass. You hollering about your own shit like it.
Man, if you don't shut your motherfucking ass up, nigga, you ain't nowhere in this motherfucker.
You need to shut up without y'all. Is some old pump faking ass nigga. Any motherfucker with a shot with a name is a pump faker.
That's all. If every time somebody say something against what you're saying, they not against you, brother. It's just we don't have different opinions, number one. Number two, every time somebody say or do something against you and your camp, they're not against you or your camp. If you're wrong, you're wrong. That's all that is, man. And if that green car wanted to race, and that green car ever race nobody. If that green car wanted to race somebody, it couldn't race somebody. You're saying rain. You're saying the rain, but after the rain, you race four or five times. That green car was nowhere in sight. But you came in bumping and bumping, and he never raced that car. So that was a pump fake.
How's that pump faking when that man ain't called out nobody? It's pump faking when you call out somebody. It ain't pump faking because you coming to the track with the car. You got to call a man out, pump fake like you don't want to run it, and don't race him. That car ain't never did that, so don't say we pump fake, bro. You got to make a true definition of what pump fake is. That's not pump faking.
When the man asks y'all to race, y'all tell y'all gonna race and y'all getting. That's pump fake. You ain't got to call nobody out to be a pump fake.
So,
somebody call you.
Hold on. Fuck that. So it's pump faking
on
my end, but ain't pump faking on his end because it's raining. Is it pump faking on my end, K-Dawg? I'll ask you a question.
No, everybody can do some pump faking every now and then. It ain't just on you.
I said on that race, since it rained, we the one that was pump faking because the race didn't get off, and he wasn't pump faking, so it's on us,
right?
Hold on, King. Make this shit make sense. You say we pump fake when we came to the track and run. It rained. The race didn't get off. So since the race didn't get off, we pump fake, but Richard Jackson and Ben pump fake. Explain how we was the one that pump fake.
This is what I'm saying. After the rain day, you had time to race after that. Richard Jackson was still out there racing. Y'all never came back. Y'all never attempted to race this man. And y'all knew he wanted to race y'all. What was the problem?
Well, hold on. I got another thing to say about that, too, though. When that day, I wasn't on the back lines, but from what I heard, when Richard was trying to lock y'all in, and y'all know Richard don't race for a bunch of money, I heard that.
Hey, don't say what. Don't say
point
what
we y'all said. Y'all said. King, go on mute, King.
Hey, JT, I don't know what
I heard that day was that on the back lines that it was Richard Jackson wanted to race for, you know, the minimum amount that he liked to race for, and I heard the pot got threw up to $5,000, and then he agreed to it, and then it went to something else after that. Hold up, matter of fact, hold up, hold that thought. Here go Richard Jackson right here. Come on, Richard Jackson, your mic go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me
refresh the memory here.
I'm getting old,
so I'm playing my recorder back. I'm old, so give me a second. If I remember right, Sam called me, got me on the back line, and then we went back and forth, and then he threw a big dollar amount out there, and I said, man, you know I don't race for that. And then he said something else. So you know, I said, if I recall right, I said $3,000. You know what you're asking, and then what happened is he got heated, and then he said something about whooping somebody's ass, and I said, man, I ain't got time for that kind of fucking shit. I'm gonna get up off the fucking phone. If I remember right,
I never said I was doing. Me and Dre got into it. Me and you never got into it, so I was going to whoop. That was when me and Dre got on it at the same time. It wasn't never to you, so
that was wrong. About fighting and all that stuff, and then I said, man, hey, man, I'm getting the fuck up off the phone. I ain't got time for all that shit. If I remember right, that's how it went. But I don't know if it was technically ever locked in because that shit went south, you know, when y'all started arguing about fighting and all that other shit. And I pretty much jumped off the phone. I said, man, I ain't got time for all that shit.
So, yeah, listen, I want to ask you this, though. Did we pump fake from trying to ring you?
And I don't know that I call it pump faking because it really technically never got locked in. And but, hell, man, I ain't one to beat old news. I mean, goddamn, this is a new year. We can go on fucking try to do it again. I mean, hell, ain't no reason to fucking go back on. Hell, man, I don't like talking about pussy that I had 6 months ago. Fuck that. Let's talk about the fucking future. You know, fuck shit. You know, this new year, man, that fucking, there's plenty of action, though. But I don't honestly, I'll say this, I don't think he was pump faking because it really never got locked in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But, that, you know, that's my, everybody got their own opinion on how pump faking works. You know, me, pump faking is what somebody said a while ago. You lock in and then you backtrack once you lock in. You know, that to me is pump faking.
Yeah.
Hey, Shadwell, you have tried to call out many people with that green goddamn car, and everybody you call out.
Put a name on the Drake. All you gotta do is put a name on the who we called out, Drake.
You call us out with the motherfucker. We brought the car to the track and sat there waiting on y'all. Y'all heard my, we don't lock in and all. Your brother got on the phone talking about y'all don't lock in and all that shit. Y'all going to be there. If we want to race, let's race. So, goddamn, we came. And guess what? Y'all did not come our way with that motherfucker.
Dre.
Okay? So let's
lock you in. That's what we got into it on the phone for. And I told y'all, my old man would not run y'all. So what are you talking about?
Locking us in, man. You were talking shit about locking us in. So I told you get the goddamn man on the phone. Let's do it. Then your brother got on the phone and started talking about we gonna lock in and all that kind of shit. If y'all gonna be at the track, we gonna race. So we just went on ahead and took y'all word for it and came to the track. And the goddamn car stayed on the trailer and y'all didn't buzz nowhere near us.
Dre, we did not lock you in. That's how we got into it, Drake, because I told y'all that we won't run y'all and we not gonna run y'all.
I walked up to Miss Southwell and told we wanted that motherfucker tonight. We want that green car tonight. She said,
"Okay, Drake, you can tell us anything you want.
You don't pick what you want out of our camera." That's what she said. So,
Drake,
I
made it clear to y'all on the phone, we will not run y'all. Point blank and tears, Drake. You blowing smoke to a dead horse. It ain't going nowhere.
All right, well, that's cool, man.
That's why we got into it when we was trying to get Richard to lock in with him on the phone. So I told y'all why we wouldn't do it and said what happened, and then that's when you blew up. So we never told y'all that we'll run y'all at the track.
No, your brother said brighten the car. If y'all really want to.
You was a lie, nigga, because my brother don't even get on the phone. So I know you're lying. Never.
Your brother,
my brother never got on the talk show.
How the hell you figure we know the man don't lock in then?
Because
your brother said.
My brother ain't never got on this show, nigga.
Okay. Hey,
No. He got on the back line that day. He had a whole attitude about doing the race. And that's when we were like, oh, they gonna take all of them of us. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we gonna be at the track.
What you talking about?
You said your brother ain't never been on the phone. I'm telling you, your brother's on the phone. You the one who got him on the phone.
Damn right.
Nigga, my brother ain't never been on this talk show. Never, nigga. We can go wherever you want to be.
I'm not talking about. We was on the background.
He was on the background.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on background.
You don't want to talk about it. And then when we brought the car, you motherfuckers didn't look nowhere over there.
Dre, we didn't never tell y'all we'll run y'all or try to lock y'all in. I know for a fact because I told y'all why we didn't do it.
Nah. You're telling another lie. So when we asked when you asked the runner, y'all were like, yeah, we going to do it. We'll run y'all. The man even came on the phone and said he'll get back with Bushnell and let him know if he going to run him or not. The man that owned the goddamn car.
The only person that man talked to was Richard Jackson.
That man talked to Lil Bill because Lil Bill, the one, was like, y'all still want to get at that green car? And I was like, hell yeah, we want to get at it. So, yeah, stop, you know. South Carolina folk out with shit, man. Y'all ain't gonna really do nothing. Well, that's 2022 Google news for you, baby boy.
Hey man, y'all been pumped fake with the car this weekend. You asked everything in grudge racing. That man said give it to you. Then you said you can't run.
Just come on out and do your thing this year, man. Don't worry about nobody else's shit.
You say what?
I said, you come on out and do what you got to do this year, man.
Shotwell.
My whole camp's coming out and do what they got to do.
And for the future, Shotwell, okay. Look here, man. That stuff you had to about King B and Kareem. I mean, well, you don't want to have waste. I ain't wasting my breath for nothing. You're right. Go ahead. Go on with the show, JP.
Yeah.
That's straight pump fake with King B did. Straight pump fake.
And Nick asked the same question to me, and I told him the same thing. When you got a fish on the line, you got to pull him in. You give him time to get off that line, that's your fault. That ain't the fish fault, that's your fault. You had it. That's why you got to be ready sometimes. If you ain't ready, you just got to stand down. See? Or if you're ready, go ahead and get it. Then you don't know if you're pump faking or not, or you put it there right in the hole, and you get it.
Just like when King B told him that you got everything. You got everything in grudge racing for life. That dude should have jumped right on it because he would have had to show me.
Yep.
That, you let him go. You let him go. You let him go too soon. You pull the stick out.
So you're so busy being a tough guy. You got to be a grudge racer, sir.
K-Dog, I apologize.
Now, you don't mean no apologies for that, brother. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to be straight up. I ain't biased to nobody. I tell whoever I need to tell something to, but right don't wrong nobody, man.
Damn, that nigga owe you an apology, so he just apologized. You good, kid.
Nah, I'm sure I wouldn't know he's my boy. He just get a little silly sometimes. I talk to him in a different light.
See, that's why, hey, Sean Will, not to be all in your business, that's why you got fucking that Undertaker bullshit ass here with Alicat and Undertaker. So, see, you one of them motherfuckers that want to just spot every goddamn body. One of them motherfuckers go a different route on you. They did nothing. Yep. They didn't do nothing but kick your ass, and you goddamn ready to kill somebody.
Dre, don't put that name on me, Dre. I don't be wanting to fight nobody at the track, Dre. That ain't true.
Bullshit.
That was a pump fake deal.
Dre, I may talk loud, man, but I just talk aggressive. That's all I do.
You pump faking up.
Who pump fake?
You.
How?
Because you're
not
coming to be hot on the track.
You had this problem, man. Stop this lie.
Man, Dre, don't do that, man, because people really believe that, Dre.
Man, they know.
Man,
don't put that on my
name. It ain't no lie.
I would ask K-Dow right now, but I don't even want to hear what he got to say.
So you know what I'm
saying. Hey, Larry.
Nah, he going to take up for you, now. Go back.
I'm going to take it out right now.
I was at a street race with this fool one night. He out there trying to throw some things. Man, I don't know.
That was totally different, Dre. And you know that. You know that, Dre.
You still like to throw hands, man.
Shawell just don't like to be.
Yeah.
He just don't like to be wrong. You know what I'm saying? So when somebody's straightening when he wrong, he kind of want to stand on. He kind of want to stand on what he's saying on, whether he's right or wrong.
No,
he still want to stand on it.
Dog, straighten out a lot. At the time, I be mad, but then I think about it, say, you right. And I got to eat that. So
but if you don't, that's not where your attitude showed the aggressive. Me and you and dog had that talk. If you don't, it's just the attitude and the way you go about things. Make it seem like you ready to fight.
But I don't be ready to fight, though, right, man?
How you know you be ready to fight? Larry, if anybody know, Larry know me, man. Throw that shit all you want.
Man, that ain't true, bro.
No, that is.
I'm the coolest person to be around, dog. Don't do that, dog.
Ain't nobody crazy wasn't cool, but Big was cool.
Man, y'all out of line.
Pump fake.
I got film card I can rock in.
You got what?
What?
I'm the lawyer for Kino card, if y'all ain't know. Y'all got to come to me if y'all want to get it locked in.
Who you looking for?
What? Hey, well, I'm just getting all my paperwork together. I'm just letting you know y'all ain't safe.
I didn't look for y'all.
Who is y'all?
Gino, okay. Get your paperwork together on that.
John got it.
John got it.
Oh, man. Hey, see, you got a new lawyer in town, man. See, that ain't nowhere on the radar right now.
Well, tell Grudge, they sure put it out there.
I mean, Dre, you know Grudge, right? You not came out being who you got to run next.
Nobody.
Hey, so. You knock him out with Clint Moore, don't want to see you.
Nah, man.
Hey, lawyer, did you put yourself on the hot seat tonight? Who told them people that Chino was the king of Texas? You or who did that?
I did that, man. The new lawyer put his client up there.
Pump faking again.
You got it for Lou. Man, I don't know. I think Trey did that, man.
Was that real?
Trey?
No, about him being the king of Texas. Is that real or pump fake?
Well, we can speak it and see this.
It don't take that long to answer the question, yes or no?
Is he the king or not? Is he the fastest car in Texas or not?
Yeah, he the fastest car in Texas.
He's a damn liar, but okay.
So who y'all think the fastest car in Texas is?
Rich and Price, and he won't get up there with him. Rich and Price.
Hey, we're going to say Rich and Price, mate. Just be patient. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich and Price ain't getting the back car, the clear, or nothing.
Oh, okay.
But for the future, Mr. Lawyer, if you want to get your clients some races, you can't let the world know that he's the king of anywhere, because it's hard to, for a king to get a race, because it normally means he's faster than everybody.
Well, see, y'all don't believe that anyway. Y'all don't believe that anyway, so, I mean, that's like telling y'all a lie, and y'all going to try it anyway.
We know that. Y'all, we know that.
You got a lot of people that like to run into a wall with no brakes and no helmet on.
It sounds like what you tried to do.
It's gonna be a bunch of y'all do a crash landing.
It sounds like you tried to do by naming that man the king of Texas.
If you see no lawyer, since you see no lawyer, when we gonna see him and little Larry?
Him and little Larry? That's two different class brackets, man. That's two different class brackets. Unless I'm not going after that race, man. Unless they can't go to get jugging like that.
It's going to be something happening this year with the two cars. I don't know how it's going
to
happen.
I thought the man already went to the man's shop.
Shit, man, I like Little Larry.
What you say now? Who said something?
I said I like Little Larry.
Who's saying they like Little Larry?
I did. Richard, I said I like Little Larry on that race.
That's cool, Richard. Whatever you
want to bet. Richard, we ain't going to do that right now because we don't want to be labeled the king of Texas. We ain't trying to do that. We don't want the problem.
Man, like I told that man, where y'all get y'all's information from? Horse and buggy?
832-3731. Your mic open.
What car he the king of Texas in?
Who is this? Who is this
Larry
speaking?
Well, I'll put a couple of cars out there. It has to be faster than Chino. I say LMR got to be faster than Chino. I say White Cross got to be faster than Chino. I say Flacco, when his shit is running, got to be faster than Chino. Hell, do I need to keep going?
That's true.
Can't be one king. Everybody got their own thoughts, man. You got to think deep.
Well, hell, why? Yeah, that's another good one. Why the hell Chino ain't ran the LMR to be the king? And I remember
man,
White
Cross,
man.
It's different class brackets, bro.
Shit out of it, man. Man, he was there so well. You know damn well he ain't faster than him.
Hey. We got new law in town. That's all I can tell you. And I stick my chest out when we come to that line.
You got to be careful with the words you use, lawyer. You can't go around
there. I guarantee a whole bunch of y'all going to be betting with it. I'm willing to bet right now.
He raised somebody that like
Huh?
He got a race I like. I'm going to go with
him. Yeah, ain't nobody going to do no damn fool to bet against him if they know he can win the damn race.
Who are you going after? Who is his first victim going to be? He got a schedule yet?
It's a lawyer. Who's your first case, lawyer?
Lawyer, where your first case at? Come on with it, man.
If the glove fits, you got to wear it.
There you go with the palm breaking again.
Tennis shoe lawyer. Who your first client? Hey, man. You didn't think that far.
That's all. That's an investigation, man. That's too far, man. I got paperwork that I'm looking in, man. We locked in a week before the race. We ain't doing all that. That's pump faking.
So you're a paid lawyer or you're a court appointed lawyer? Which one are you?
I'm paid. I'm the highest you can get right now. You want to win, put Boobie in. I'll show you how to spin.
That man's a jailhouse lawyer, man.
Sound like you're court appointed. You don't know the first victim.
I know the first victim. I'm going to tell you who the first victim is so they can start getting their guns ready. Man, we draw down on you, man. We want your hands to your side.
Who's going to be the driver? Yeah. Dallas, Houston, Louisiana? Who's going to be the driver? Dallas, Louisiana, Houston? Who's the driver?
See, y'all ask too many questions, man. Y'all ask too many questions. They give up all that.
Is it going to be Team Dallas?
He got to go with his notes. He got to go with his notes.
Hey. Let me put it like this. Y'all going to bet with that car more than y'all bet against that car. And I'm willing to bet anybody out there.
We don't have
the bottom dollar on that.
We don't have a
No, dog. It ain't y'all got a problem with the car. What I'm saying, regardless of who we get up there with, y'all going to be betting with him.
Pump faking.
Not if you're a lawyer, I ain't.
Hey, K-Dawg, I guarantee you're going to say, boy, you're a bad motherfucking lawyer for these years, back.
No, I ain't.
Bet. We make a friendly bet. Just bet a $5 bill, dawg.
We locked.
Bet.
Yeah, we locked.
you're going to pay
that. Pay $5, $4. Make it $10, goddamn. I want $5, too.
I got another $5 to fire your ass tomorrow.
Bet.
I'm off that bet. But you know, I will bet another $5 before Chino next race. You're not going to be his lawyer. I'll bet $5 on that.
Bet.
All right, we lock.
Hey, I'm going to call you. You might as well just cash out my money tonight.
Man, just because you go play poker with that man don't mean you're going to be a lawyer, man. You ain't good at no lawyer.
Yeah,
you look probably good at poker.
You ain't no goddamn race guy. You're a
poker guy.
Appreciate
y'all.
All right.
Hey, man, I'm going to keep playing poker with him. He'll tell you the lawyer as long as you stay sitting down.
Stay down.
214-1193, your mic open.
Hey, can I ask a question real quick?
Oh, shit, here they come. They're coming out the woodwork.
I want that shot we are talking, right?
That's one question. That's 10 talking, right?
No, man. I just got one question, bro. I've been missing an action for a minute, but I got one question that I got to know. So if Lil Larry is your boy, and you're the lawyer for Chino, how do that work if y'all raise each other?
Shit, I just hope that race don't never go down, because I'm the lawyer and I got to draw down on him.
Then ain't number one thing
on as we go.
Okay, I'm going to go back on mute, man. I just had a question.
We going to drink afterwards and eat a little barbecue?
He'll be retired by then. He's just a court appointed lawyer right now.
He'll be fired by then, shit. I got him been with us.
Damn, Larry, you think about me, Larry?
I got him been with us too, Larry.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
K-Dawg, what you just say, K-Dawg?
I was talking to Larry. I was laughing.
Shit.
Chino probably texting them not saying, hey, man, I don't think we need you no more, buddy. You know Chino listen. You know he listens to the show.
We don't want none of that, sir.
Yeah.
Poker game Friday night. Hey, Tato, I just got a text.
He said he talked to Larry. And Larry said he's coming over that way, too. That's your boy, though, Tato.
Larry coming to
well. Coming well. I just got a text. Tito said he's coming to Larry today. He's coming over. Oh, that's good. But you gone. Gino probably won't let you be at Larry. You gone. He really letting you know you gone, man. You fired. Read between the lines, man.
Man, just read it.
Hey, PM, man, just read an ROF slip and don't even know it. Well, ROMF slip.
Damn it, boy. Dead ain't but one thing.
Yeah.
It ain't me, though. I ain't dead.
I thought Larry had a topic, man, another topic. Do you have another topic, Larry?
No, I don't think I got my first one done. Y'all took off too hard.
We got that done.
It's over. Man, that was mighty it's quick, over. Too, Jack.
I told y'all to hop in, crank up some bullshit. They've been lasting a whole hour. Man, they had nothing to do with you. That JP asked that pump faking question. Quit trying to take credit for somebody else's stuff.
Damn.
Hey, boy, sound like dog on the road. King, you better be careful. He's been on one for the last few days.
No, listen. JP might
have
asked
a question.
I went on mute and I came back. I said, I'm going to start
some bullshit.
So I crunk it up,
and
it did good.
So who's credit? You or JP?
JP.
That was JP's topic, bro.
I heard that.
I
think that's bad. Larry, we're waiting on you.
Man, why you keep your eye? Look, all right, say, for instance, you got a locked-in race, right? And say your driver had a mercy or your driver can't make it. Would you pay the punk out, or would you find somebody else to drive your car for you?
Who you talking to?
I'm talking to the What you mean? Yeah. I'm trying to get something started, but nobody don't want to talk. There ain't number four people
okay, say that
talking
more,
on
say,
the show.
Say that one more time.
All right, you say you like in the race, one or two races or whatever. You say you like in some races, mm-hmm. right? And say the car is already there and your camp is already there and the drive post come later on for whatever reason, whatever, right? Boom, you like in one, two, three races or whatever. You won't like it. And some come up where your driver can't make it. Would you pay the punk out, or would you find somebody else to drive for you?
If you smart, you would pay the punk out because if that dude ain't never drove your car, you was taking a chance of giving away all that money.
Hey, you're getting your shit so up.
Yep. Pay that punk out and live to see the next week.
Hey, I want somebody in my car who's familiar with the car. I don't want to pull up there in the goddamn beans and you can get to cut the goddamn knife.
Hey, for future references, I'm a high driver, too, y'all. For future references, y'all need a driver. Come hide me.
K-Dog, it's kind of funny asking that question because y'all homeboys.
Nah, I wasn't talking about that, dog. That's
the situation you asking about.
No, but there was a snake in that car, man. That snake cannot drive a car.
How the fuck was that a snake in the car? We didn't ask to drive that motherfucker. He asked.
I'm just saying there was
a
snake in the car, man.
Oh, well, I mean,
y'all
talking about
that
the
situation,
car.
Though.
Damn.
Wiz, your mic open, Wiz.
Or did that man put that man in his car?
Okay.
But I wasn't speaking on that.
You got to know when to
hold him.
That's one of them things you got to know when to hold him and know when to fold him, bro.
Yeah,
and make sure you had locked the whole pot in.
Yeah,
Yeah. Well, you got to find a driver then. You got the whole pot locked in. You got to at least fight for your money.
What are you gonna lose it regardless, huh?
Yeah, you got to at least try to. Somebody might red light or anything. Hit the tires, anything. Shoot.
So you saying that you got the whole pot locked in? You gonna go out? You got to go to find you.
Yeah, I mean, ain't necessarily if the man can't make it and you got somebody else familiar with the car, I don't see nothing putting them. I don't see nothing wrong with putting them in there. If it's worth it, but it's just like a little mediocre race, you pay the punk out and catch it another day. But if it's some major stuff that you really feel like you got to action that shit, get you a driver that you're cool with. In my opinion.
Yeah, nah, I ain't talking about no little old street race. I'm talking about like a high power race. That's what I'm talking about.
Nah, high power, I gotta have my man's with me. I ain't gonna lie. A high power race, I gotta have my man's with me.
Alright.
Huh?
Hey, I got a question. I got a question that we all see all the time. Don't nobody ever say nothing about it. Y'all hear me?
Come on with it.
Yeah,
you on. Go with it.
Now, I don't know if it could be a compliment or not, but it's just something I always notice, and I done mentioned it a couple of times, but it seems like it just people blind to it for some reason. They don't mention it. But as far as this whole like me bullshit that came from the East Coast, why is it on irrelevant whenever it's a close caliber race, but when it's not a close caliber race, you don't give a fuck how a nigga fit?
Should you ask your own question? In my opinion.
Nah, I answer shit. I'm just curious. But if
you
a real grudge racer, if you a real grudge racer, it don't matter how they fit. It's all about ET, right?
I thought grudge was about the trickery and trying to get the man money out your pocket. I ain't know it was about ET. That's class racing now, huh? ET.
No. Shit like me is class racing, in my opinion. Class racing got rules, right? As far as, you know what I'm saying,
class racing. ET is not class racing, in my opinion. We both got opinions.
Hell no. I feel like
ain't no two guards ever going to be the same in City Life. They get close.
But a motherfucker goddamn show try to skip you down if they know it's a close caliber race. They'll skip you down to the fucking B-locks in that motherfucker. Overdrive.
What's wrong with that?
AC headliner.
What's wrong with that?
You can't get there, what's wrong with just saying you can't get there?
Ain't nothing wrong with that either. But if you can make a race, why not make a race?
Because you skip a race where it don't happen.
What you mean? If two cars close to the same and you ask for, I guess, same motor size, one gun, what's wrong with that?
If two cars are close to the same, why does it matter what's on the car?
Two cars could be looking exactly the same. One can have a big block, one can have a small block. Or one can have a turbo, one can have a nitrous. That's not the same.
Exactly. So why do they have to be the same in order for the race if both
because
cars?
Because nobody want to get their money away. Small black man don't want to give his money to no turbo man. Or big black man, small black won't give money to a big black man.
But he'll give away to a small black man. Or gives money away to a small black man just because he's a small black man.
If he feel like he got a chance,
If he feel like he got a chance,
he giving himself a fighting chance.
I don't understand it. Maybe that's just me.
It's just like you fighting a big bully at school, right? You know you ain't got no business fighting this man. And you imagine come out there and take one shoe off, you with one on. You got action with both of your shoes. You got one. You're trying. But if he got both his shoes on and he hitting all eight cylinders, you ain't got no business going out there. You're going to get your ass whooped. But if he agreed to take one shoe off just to let you know, hey, man, I know I'm better than you, but I'm going to fight you with one shoe off. And you feel like you got a chance with that one shoe off, why not do that instead of getting your ass whooped for the crime?
True. We all know bullies are weak anyway, so shit. He might bark and be think he's bad. He might not be.
No, I ain't gonna say all bullies ain't weak. Can't say all bullies weak. It's weak shit that they do, but they're not weak.
Same difference.
Nah, it ain't the same difference. You can't put a square in a circle, man. It ain't the same difference, man.
No, I just think that's weak. I feel like too many races get stopped because of car parts. Opposed to just, you know what I'm saying, just a good caliber of both cars is damn right there together. And race will never pop off because of
any two cars can race and can be negotiated. If I got a turbo car and you got a nitrous car, a race can be negotiated upon though.
It can be negotiated.
Now, both parties can't agree to a race,
we
still back at square one.
Yeah. We all know 80% of the race is negotiations. But I guess it goes back to, you know what I'm saying, these motherfuckers be beating on their chest, how they sell barrels, bullets, or whatever. But when they come down to them do some bad shit, they start stripping shit.
So you would run anybody that want to run you?
Huh?
So you would raise anybody that want to run you no matter how they sit?
Yeah, if I feel like I can get there, I don't give a fuck how they sit.
But what if you feel like you can't get there, what you doing?
Decline.
So by you declining, another man want to skip a race, what makes you better than him?
I decline. Just that simple.
Okay, if he want to skip a race, what makes you better than him, though? You calling them cowards or fakers or whatever, but you decline. So what's the difference between you and him?
If you can't get there, you can't get there, right?
But if you can make the race up the way you can get there, why not try? You bring an action.
That's one opinion.
Now, what's the chance you finding the car that's going to sit? I mean, what's the chance you finding the car? What would be more evident to happen? You find a car that sit like you, or you find a car that skip a race to make sure a race happens? Which one would you think get off more than ever?
Racing somebody head up and don't give a shit how they sit, as long as you probably think that you got right there together.
So give me an example who raced like that. Give me more than one race that you know here in the last few months that raced like that, didn't care what nobody sit like.
I mean, somebody who don't care what somebody sit like?
Yeah,
Illuminati. Yeah, we was out of there for that. He don't give a shit how you sit.
So what else? Illuminati just supposed that they were the baddest grudge car in the world.
Yeah.
So who's going to step up to that?
Who going what?
How many races that's going to make? How much action that's going to bring?
I mean, that's just one car. I shouldn't say Illuminati because he's the baddest.
Yeah.
Probably the baddest grill race in the world. But, you know what I'm saying,
but
you come back and say.
Joe, can I ask you a question, Joe? So you saying E.T. So you race E.T. Just say you racing E.T. So by your eyeball, you see a car that you can't really get there, but if he gives you the back tire, you'll try him, right? That's all K-Dog saying.
Yeah, that's all he said, but what I'm saying is...
Is the back tire still?
It depends on if you begging for it or he offered it.
No, nigga. Answer the motherfucking question. Is the back tire still?
Yeah, it's a stiff. So I didn't say that about stiff.
So you just answered your own question, correct?
No. If you listen to what I said off top, y'all talking about skills. I said as far as sitting like me. You can always negotiate a race as far as to make it fair, but as far as the whole sit like me, I don't understand that part of the skill. Because a car got certain parts on it don't necessarily mean it's faster. And then like we all see. You know what I'm saying? It can be a big tire car, it can be a turbo car, whatever. But if that other car who don't sit like that car know that they slower than them, they don't care how they sit.
Okay, so if you went to the penitentiary for 15 years, do you think the world is going to be the same when you get back out?
Probably won't.
You say probably won't.
Everything changed, bro. You got to change with the time.
You waiting on this to get hot?
Everything you got to change with the time. That's just the way of the world right now. It's just the way of the world. If you want to go to class racing, look at class racing. So all the big tire cars, they went to small tire. That fit like me, right?
That's
they all go to 275.
In class racing, you already know before you even get to the track, you got to be sitting a certain way to enter this class.
Okay, but
if you want to brush,
okay,
you
so. But think about it. When you won slicks and everybody went to radials, what did you turn around and do? You went to radials, right?
Because of why?
Because you felt like it was faster. Because you felt like that radio tire was faster than that slick. So now I'm going to sit like them. I'm going to sit like them. All
right. Say so.
See what I'm saying? You got to roll with the times, bro.
Who is that talking?
This
Brandon. And Leroy.
And Leroy.
So you got this Leroy. So you got to roll with the times, Joe. I know exactly what you're saying. If you want to run ETs, you want to run a car close to you, but to the eye, you know what I'm saying? You can see a car close to you to the eye. But it's his grudge race, so you're going to always want just a little bit of advantage, right?
Right.
So it's just like you trying to talk to a bitch. You know you can fuck the bitch, but if you take the bitch on a date, you know you in there.
Bullshit. Hey,
see what I'm saying?
She's going to get him painted up then. Yeah.
See what I'm saying, bro? It's the same shit. Everybody want the advantage, bro. That's why it's grudge racing. You're not gonna get a clear race. Again, it's the trickery. You know what I'm saying? It's the trickery.
Right.
That's why it's grudge racing. You ain't never gonna get no fair shit. If it's fair, how do you know it's fair? Because don't nobody show their time. So how do you know it's fair?
I just thought I'd go back to the whole pumping and shit with somebody earlier.
Hey, he went up to the tower and got that motherfucking time. That's how you know.
Oh,
hey. Hey, but really? He still don't know if it's fair, because that's why there's such thing called sandbagging. Hey, man. So that question, bro, you really answered your own question without answering the question. I mean, but I know what you're saying. I get exactly what you're saying. If you see a weak-ass big block or a weak-ass big tire car, why do he have to give you something when you feel like y'all run the same time? So I get what you're saying.
Well, that's trickery. That's part of the grudge, right? You catch a duck, you're supposed to flick him.
But that's how everybody, you know, that's how you run your program different. Everybody run their program business. Some don't give a fuck. Some do give a fuck.
Damn, Leroy. Leroy, come on, shut the goddamn show down.
So, Brandon. What do you think about the driving? You say wait for your driver. You got a race coming, a race up, and your driver ain't there.
For me?
Yeah, what you think about it? I know you're a driver, too, but you got a car.
It's the caliber of racing and whoever the driver you're going to put in your car. If you putting somebody that ain't never been in the car, pay that punk out and keep on pushing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no speaking.
No. But locking in that whole pot, I mean, I just feel like that's fucking retarded. Cause these cars gonna be different every time you get in them. That's fucking retarded. I ain't locking in the whole goddamn pot. What if you have a flat on the way to the track? You miss the time.
You better roll that.
But
you
done locked in the whole goddamn.
You're locked in the whole pot
like a dumbass. Well, you idiot. I don't never want a motherfucker that bad. Well, I got locked in the whole pot. What the fuck?
Me either. I ain't gonna lie, me either.
Damn, Brandon, where you been?
Nah, that's when beating on your chest goes wrong.
That's the
somebody
ball
gonna
faking
do it again. Nah, somebody gonna knock in the whole pot this year on the show. Watch.
Oh yeah, they gonna do
somebody
that.
Somebody gonna try to in a way.
I bet it ain't gonna be no big pot.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Ben ain't gonna be no big fight. Ben ain't gonna be a punk eye fight.
Not a punk eye fight.
A punk eye fight. It'll be with their lock in for the punk eye.
But hey, they lock the whole pot in though. Be a punk eye fight. They lock the whole pot in. It's some gangsters.
They lock in the whole pot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he locked in the whole pot. You know.
Yeah, well, at least we know when they ain't punk faking in.
Yeah, we for sure.
Say, K-Dog, let me answer this here. Let me ask y'all this here. What you think about these motherfuckers locking in races 4 and 5 months out before the race even occur?
I ain't with that. Yeah, I'm going to agree with Joel on that. I ain't with that all that out. We get closer to the race.
You see Mike Hill got motherfucking Keisha locked in with Jawbreaker for his race.
Well, you know what that's about. That's getting fans in the seat, getting everybody hyped up.
Yeah, that's because gay hustle a little bit. Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't call it gay hustle if it don't happen. Now, if it don't happen, then it's gay hustle.
Some of them locked in 5 months. Man, I got to be crazy.
Well, I call it gay hustling, K-Dog, because a little bit, because, you know what I'm saying, they, like for example, you got people over here want to go over and watch that race. Like we were saying, like, we got a high caliber race. You going to make plans to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, be over there, because you done got enough notice to be over there. Then you say, you know, a week or so before the race pop off, they might call cancel, pay the punk out or whatever. You think they're going to announce that?
Man, don't even be running around that time, and you done locked in.
See,
I ain't gonna lie to you. The boys that's up, like the Detroit boys and the Michigan boys, I can understand them because they know they not supposed to be racing. They only can come over on a certain time, and if they know they car sitting there ready, you know what I'm saying? I understand why they can lock it in, but then again, I can't see them being able to hold up the other part of being able to hold up, because they on this side of town, the weather good, and they steady racing their car. They car lost some brakes 2 weeks before that race, you know what I'm saying? And then Detroit and
right.
Michigan, you know, up north, you know what I'm saying? They car just sitting on their own back thing.
But then, Joe, we can't call it pump faking until it don't happen. Now, you can call it that week, but until then, we can't call it pump faking until we find out the race not going to happen. Then,
Gate hustle. We're not pump faking. I'm talking about, I said gay husband. But I mean, I see you right.
Yeah.
I was just saying. It
could be in the back of your mind.
So,
hey, man, you know, good boy, no goddamn way they're not going to race.
What about the Ike turning John Gotti's kid last year? What about that? Was that gay husband or pump faking?
Did they race?
No.
Were they both on the same property?
That was pump faking / gay husband to me.
Nah, ain't that the same day that Ike Turner lost to the chosen one?
Yeah.
Yep. I think so.
When he got fucked up, he ran out of money.
They say he broke the car. I probably say he broke the car.
Yeah,
he
broke
the chosen
one. I ran out of money, King.
No, he knew he didn't have enough, man. He knew he didn't have enough chosen.
It was too many of them over there to run out of money.
Let me tell y'all something. Man, all that, because y'all hyping up folks and think they got that money. Let me tell you something. Everybody got a limit. When you went your ass over there and got busted up for 30, 40, 50, man, you done. It's over with. I don't give a damn. What you say? It's over with. Talk that shit you want to. It's over with. Try it again next time. Now, y'all already know these ragged ass red cards we got. Even them big fat motherfuckers, them bitches ragged too because them motherfuckers gonna run the same amount of time in. Yeah, y'all ones who went to Orlando seen it. Y'all seen the chosen one running good, on, like you said, at that rate. But then we went down there to Orlando, he went running with the fuck. Shit, man, get that man in the back tire, went around like he was seen shit. Y'all better quit playing. Y'all better put y'all ear to the street on this shit.
Put your thumb on it then, shit.
Like they say ain't nothing the motherfucker gonna outrun that bitch, so that bitch gonna cheese.
Hey, while you bullshitting, that bitch can get over here and start having problems.
Yeah, he can. And that's the risk he say he willing to take.
And that's and he may be. But if it's 3-4 cars over here on the property, same way he sits, you know what I'm saying? Just as fast as him. Yeah, he sees something, he go looking at that ticket. That ticket ain't looking like how it looked when he was in Florida. Shit. Yeah. What that man gonna do? Yeah, I ain't got to say nothing. That man going out of the way with that car. You can get
throw that ass
that
in the circle.
Hey.
Throw that ass in the circle.
Yeah, it's gonna be. You got a point there, though. But if we're gonna get that same ticket, he's been used to running.
Ken, you think that race gonna get out? Job break and Keisha.
Man, to be honest with you, when is the race? Let me tell you, when is the race?
In April, Mike Hill race.
That's a possibility.
That's all the possibilities. Yeah.
Man, you know how them boys play, man. Keith's allowed to be gone. Motor allowed to be broke. Joe Brady allowed to be gone. Motor allowed to be broke. You know what I'm saying? There's no telling.
And, you know, you'll have to hear, oh, man, I'm sorry to the fans that they didn't get to see certain such race. So, you know, like, we just had a problem. We couldn't get down the track. So,
That's Mike Hill.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. You know, you ran last race car. We can only do what we can. There ain't nothing we can make. We can't make it official all the time.
Yeah, buddy.
Why Larry went on mute that weak ass top?
Say, man, listen, you boy, don't worry about it. I know I'd have to use the bar, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You right.
No, you ain't worth much worry about it.
You right, Freaky Tail.
Boy, you guys.
That's a Freaky Tail.
Boy, you been on one, ain't you?
Freaky Tail.
That's a Freaky Tail.
Freaky Tail, see?
Damn, that's the mini truck.
On top, baby. Freaky Tail, baby.
There you go. You're your best bullshit today.
I'm just thinking back what happened today. Hey,
who is that?
Man, what the fuck is that? I ain't got all that shit.
This is Sparta. Who is that? Watching that Sparta over there? Sparta watching the He-Man?
Brandon, shut up. You a bad motherfucker, boy. That motherfucker called the movie off, boy. I know what you been doing on your off time.
It sound like it. They say this is Sparta, right?
300, yes, sir.
That's it?
Yep.
We say,
yep. That's
Sparta.
That's
Sparta.
Can you go over there with that bullshit?
He be getting ready to go to bed so he put the helmet on in the morning. Trying to watch TV. I don't know, man. Oh, what I want to say. Yeah, I was going to come announce the race earlier, but I'm going to wait till I put my fly out there, and then I'm going to announce it on the thing. Dude did the fly, but he put, like, about five East Coast cars on the fly. And people have my
You mean you didn't stick with your regular?
Nah, she won't answer the phone. I mean, after my text, she told me, okay, I sent all the information, and 2 weeks she ain't there to respond. That's not another guy.
That don't sound right.
I know. It did not. It don't sound like her, but that's what it's been. So I don't know what's going on with him. So I had to go to another guy. He did it in a day or whatever. I paid extra for it, but he put Keisha, what that car ran, Rocky? I just said that orange Mustang. What's the name of that car?
Chosen One.
He put Keisha, Chosen One, Jawbreaker. He put Keisha, Chosen One, Jawbreaker, got it, and another car on the fly. I said, man, the people have my head on a platter if I put that post out, man. That fly out, man. Get them cars
the
out there, man. Yeah, gate hustling.
Nah, that's
pump faking, all that shit.
Hey, that's had the freeway hustling now, boy.
Yeah. I didn't want
to
believe
that's that. Freeway. Say, just to get all them motherfuckers over there, don't cost you about 10.
Jeez. They can stay where they at for that shit. I was trying to get a little fly going. I mean, I had them all on them.
That man put all them goddamn fuzz on there.
They gonna tell me that's what I sent him. Man, I ain't sent you. I don't even know half of them cars to be sending them to you. Moving fast, that's what that is. Or was. So he working on it, should be. More. Yeah, I'm but weird. I don't know what happened to the girl. I hope she's all right. She ain't even out.
I might holler at her tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that shit, dude doing it now. But I mean, holler and make sure she's all right. But dude done done it, so I not really paid it, but.
All right.
Yeah, but still holler and let her know, you know. He sure everything all right. He's got to, you know, press the time, shit.
You need to get weird stuff, make it fly, shit.
My plate is full.
hey, he already got all the pictures, shit.
Man, he think he got all the pictures, he got all the video. Wiz probably got $1 million of videos over there. He would not release or won't make a video on the tape or nothing. He got all kinds of stuff, man.
That's a fuck. I'm too rushed. They got a new program to learn.
Yeah. Not all right.
Yeah, a new program.
Your little mini-me.
Would you ever go put them on a CD or DVD? I mean, not DVD. Yeah, DVD.
Most of them are already on there.
The old races?
Yeah.
The street race with on the VHS.
No, no. No. I had one.
You know, I like, you know, I know you got your crates in there. You just ain't going to pull them out.
No. I hate the green closet. There's too much stuff in there.
Well, you get time. I like the person one before the track when we still street racing. Whenever you go in that closet, whenever you get time to go in that closet.
Sorry, I don't stay in there long.
I just reach in there and get a camera and come back out.
Oh, well. Let me know. I got one or two of them on there or what?
What's the thing about a bunch of those is I loaned them out and they never came back.
Oh, man.
I tell you who you can check with, though. You need to check with Hines.
Well, Hines got some?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I check with Hines. But Pittsburgh is still a compadre.
Yep.
Don't talk your head off, but, you know. Yeah, man. Well, I don't know, man. Like everybody ran out of gas, got dug.
Yeah, what it sound like.
Everybody ran out of gas, man. Yeah. Hey, I guess I appreciate everybody again. If anybody got any suggestions or anything for this, some categories or something for this, some awards and whatever y'all might think, shit, send the suggestions over and y'all stay tuned and I'll be posting up some stuff in the upcoming weeks of what's going on with this grudge committee thing and different categories and stuff. So other than that, man, shit, I appreciate y'all. We'll do it again next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. A young boy at the age of 5, my mother said I'd be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey, we're having lots of fun. I'm a man. Yeah! I spell M H I N. That rubber band main. No B O C H Y. That spell manish boy. But a main. I'm a full grown man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. I made the moon. Come up 2 hours late. Well, not a man. I spell him H-I-N. That rubber band man. No B O C H Y. That spell manish boy. I'm a man, I'm a full-grown man, I'm a man, I'm a rolling stone, I'm a man.